Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian softball team, Mindy Kakmarinski, previewing the upcoming summer season for Eagles softball. And coach, coming off of last year, I think that one of the things that the Eagles dealt with primarily this year was, or this last season, was adversity, some challenges, whether that be, you know, some of the adversities of just some tougher opponents on the field, but also some injuries and things like that. Going into this year, hopefully we're looking at a season that doesn't battle as much adversity, but overall the girls handled it very well and should be well prepared for this upcoming season.
Yes, you're right. They did handle it so well last year. In fact, we just kept saying last year we were building a wall. We were building that foundation of PC softball, and they bought in and they worked hard to build that. We never, you know, you hear that cliche, don't play the scoreboard, but we really did not play the scoreboard. We had to just compete on every pitch. And that is what we're doing again this year. We're going to work to get better every day at every at-bat. And our first three, we've had 3 weeks of practice now, almost 3 weeks. And super pleased with the effort. Our leaders have been leading well. We have a couple seniors returning, in Faith and Addison, and they have been leading well. And then we have some juniors that have stepped up and played significant minutes for innings for us last year and are leading well now too. And those are like Bryn Rosenbaum. She's played first base for us, and she's a great defensive and offensive threat. But also what I've been pleased with her so far this year is just her vocal leadership, super positive. She knows the game so well, so she's out there leading. Also, you know, Maddie Van Zee last year, she had a pitch because our pitcher, as you mentioned, the injuries was down. And hopefully this year, all our pitching staff will be back so that Maddie doesn't have to be the main pitcher and just pitch when we need her to. And she's an outstanding fielder, so it'll be nice to have her on the defensive side. And then last year, too, Addison, we call her Addie, not Addison. Addie Van Arendonk stepped up and caught for us because we had to move Faith because of the injuries to third and then short. You know, you watched us. We were moving people all the time. We never knew who was going to be where. And the girls were just really flexible with that and believed in what we were doing. So super proud of how those juniors have been leading, their growth. I can't tell you, Tyler, how much better we already are in practice. It's a big reason because of those seniors and those juniors who put in so much time last year.
And coming back to one of those themes that we just talked about there with the adversity of building that wall, one thing that I always think is important in the foundation of a team is being able to go through the difficult times, whether that be, you know, a loss here or there on the scoreboard, which I know you're not playing against, but it might be that. It might be those injuries that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But every good team, it feels like, goes through something of that nature, right?
Absolutely.
To be able to get to that point where they succeed. So just how big do you think that is as you're laying that foundation of being a team that has joy playing the game and not necessarily always worried about the results on the field, but just continuing to strive to get better, to have a year like that where, you know, they are tested and it is trying for them to go out there and try to win games every day. How important was that for you, you know, to be able to have those lessons for these girls in your first year as a coach as well?
Yeah, I think when you say all that, what just keeps going through my mind, Tyler, isn't that the Christian walk, right? The challenges that we face and how we get through that, and that builds perseverance, and then that's the hope that we have. And I think sometimes we lose the purposes of sports, and a purpose is to develop those kind of character lessons and the skills too. But I feel like that's huge for these girls on the softball field. Like, they realize, okay, we can compete, and they realize what it takes, but they also realize that the scoreboard is just one small picture of the success of the team, and it's not their identity.
Well, we talk about that too. I mean, the scoreboard, it's always nice to be ahead on the scoreboard, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to walk away with those wins. But at the end of the day, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road, those results from last season will be long forgotten by anybody who's not just going through bounding. Like, what were the scores from that year, right? But it's a way for these girls to just really go out there, have fun together, and build those life skills for later on in life.
Yeah, you're absolutely true. Now, with that, I do want to say we're super excited about this season because we are a different Pella Christian softball team. We, I think, have the makings of a great 2A team. And we have some girls back that from injury. We have Chloe Schneider, which will be she's an outstanding shortstop and hitter. And Laurel will be back on the mound. And we have, you know, Jessa, who's been hurt. We have Amaya Agri back. We have some really, and then you add just our normal foundation that we had, right? We have some outstanding athletes and softball players. So we are really excited about the season and what we can do. And the preparation of playing in Little Hawkeye, you know, we realize that we don't have some of the depth that they do, but we're going to go out and compete hard, and that will prepare us for when we play teams more our size.
Again, we're talking to Mindy Kaczmarski, head coach of the Pella Christian softball team, and this is usually the point where I kind of talk about some of those individuals. You've done a pretty good job of highlighting, I think, a lot of the individuals here. But just looking at this team, you mentioned that it's some of the same girls that we saw last year, but at different points in their softball journeys and getting onto the field as well. Just what are some of the big things you've seen growth-wise from them on the field that has allowed you guys to take your game to that next level that you've talked about, to be able to progress? And maybe, you know, with people, I know that not necessarily the team as a whole looking through the records and stuff like that, they're going to look at that and see the improvements that you guys made with a couple more wins this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just their confidence in their skills, like some of the things that we're doing in practice now are higher skill level things that they weren't able to do last year. So some of it is confidence, like, okay, when I have the arm to throw it out. And we've been working so hard in hitting. So even, you know, when we're doing front toss or pitchers are pitching to us, we are hitting the ball so hard. My assistant coach, Coach Mike Rosebaum, he is an outstanding assistant. We complement each other really well, but he loves hitting, and he's worked hard on that. And he's like, you have to have that confidence in your skills. And that's where I see a big difference from last year, Tyler, is the confidence in themselves and the confidence in each other.
I would agree with that. And just looking at this team, I mean, you mentioned it, you and Mike here, and you're number two of leading this program. And we talk about goals. And I know that in some of our previous conversations about softball as well, too, you talked about the purposes of this team, which are different from the goals, right? Yeah. You have the purposes and the goals that are separate. What are some of those things as far as the purposes and as far as the goals that differentiate those? And what are some of those purposes and goals for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously our goal is to make it to the state tournament and to win a state championship. We are going to be a great softball team, and that should be everybody's goal. When you start out, you're like, we're going to make it to the state tournament. We are going after that. But some of our purposes are obviously being a Christian school is that we want to develop these girls in their relationship with the Lord. And part of that is, how do you find joy in the game? No matter what is happening. So one of my purposes is joy, that we have joy. Another one is that we learn to compete at every at bat and every defensive play. And the other is great connections. You know, we, the body of Christ, needs to have great connections. And I think when you really have that connection where you can trust each other, you can elevate your play to just a whole other level.
I would agree with that. Now, before I let you go, too, this is something that, this is kind of unique. I know that people are probably going to be listening. They're going to hear something in the background. You're busy with softball practices, but you're also be a mom with mom duty this weekend with Rachel running at the state track and field meet. Always a great time. I know you're a big advocate of track athletes. I know you coached some junior high track as well here over the past couple of years. But, again, just a lot of fun this weekend for you and the Kaczmarski family, because not only do we have – one Kaczmarski that made it here last year running again, but we have a second Kaczmarski joining her this weekend with Adam also getting to compete as well.
Yeah, it's super. We feel very blessed. It's and that's one thing with softball. You know, we've had 3 weeks where we don't have any track girls practicing with us, and we just got a soccer player, and we just got a tennis player. But at Pella Christian, you know, we really believe that kids should play multiple sports. And as coaches, we need to support that. But, yeah, it's been super fun here at Drake. Both the men's and women's track teams are doing really well. And it's a beautiful day.
Oh, absolutely it is. Mindy, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to a fun softball season and many more great conversations about Eagle softball.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Mindy Kekmarinski, head coach of the Pella Christian softball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.